One important thing you can do if you're hunkered down during the coronavirus outbreak is to respond to the 2020 census. You might have gotten a letter with an invitation to complete the census online or by phone. Census takers will follow up beginning in May with people who didn't get a mailing or ignored it. You could practically invent a game show with all of the unusual or borderline situations that census workers may encounter. So we did.
Welcome, everyone, to Wait, Wait, Census Me, where you're the census taker. I'm Guy Nelson, and today we're playing for fabulous prizes. Your state could win billions of dollars in federal funding, or you could win an additional seat in Congress. Now, here's your host, Tom Bonsi.
Thank you, Guy. Thank you. Let's get started. What's our first category?
Our first category is, who all do you count?
Yes. Let's skip right over the easy ones. Regular people living in regular houses. What about inmates in jails and prisons? Do they count, and where do they count? A perfect question for today's contestant, Toby Nelson with the U.S. Census Bureau. Welcome, Toby.
So we absolutely count inmates in correctional facilities, both state, federal, and local correctional facilities. And we count those inmates at the facility in which they're being incarcerated as of census day. So census day in 2020 is April 1st.
As you know, Toby, coronavirus could have introduced a complication in that no visitors are currently allowed at Northwest prisons and jails. The Census Bureau will collect prison rosters electronically to count that population, or simply drop off paper forms for jail staff to distribute. We know there are folks in this country who entered the U.S. illegally. They're living here. Do they get counted?
Absolutely. Our objective is to count the resident population of the United States, regardless of citizenship status. The census will not include a citizenship question.
And you might remember federal courts blocked the Trump administration from adding a citizenship question to this year's census. By the way, the Census Bureau, by law, cannot share the personal info it collects with immigration agents, the IRS, or anyone else. What about migrant farm workers who have different addresses at different times of year, and they come to the Pacific Northwest in early spring?
So we ask all residents of the United States, including migrant workers, to respond with the address and at the address in which they normally live and sleep as of April 1st.
How about homeless folks who don't have an address to give to the census?
With the homeless, we count the homeless at whatever place they are usually living as of April 1st. In some cases, that might be a shelter. In other cases, it might be an outdoor location.
Census takers were scheduled to fan out to homeless shelters, soup kitchens, and outdoor encampments for 3 days at the end of this month. But because of the coronavirus, the canvassing has been postponed to the second half of April. How about a traveling salesperson who happens to be in a local hotel here on April 1st?
Yes, that's a great question. So, for instance, a traveling salesman who owned a home in Spokane and lived in Spokane, but perhaps was staying in a hotel in Olympia on April 1st, would respond with the address of their home in Spokane because that is a place they normally live and sleep as of April 1st, even though that one night they might be in a different location.
Okay, that's all we have time for. Thanks for playing.
Remember, you don't have to wait to play Wait, Wait, Census Me in real life.
That's right. The Census Bureau encourages you to respond online, by phone, or by mail as soon as you can. The 2020 Census has temporarily suspended field operations because of the coronavirus outbreak. Your response now reduces the need for census workers to go door to door later. With Guy Nelson, I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.